Well, we did tell you that Conor Hegarty was wearing 19. He's actually wearing 15. The rest of the man is on the ball at the moment trying to get through. He's 19 on his back at the moment outside the middle of the field. So now on it, he'd be 15, 19, but now's his first chance and it looks very good from where we are. And the umpire raises the white flag with seconds literally on the clock here, looking down here, no more than 12 on the clock when Conor Hegarty first attack, sending it over the bar. What a start, Tom.
Yeah, and again, we spoke about his potential and, you know, a great start for Conor Hegarty.
Ball breaking into the centre, picked up by Garrodo. Conor almost getting it back into his hands, but now being challenged out here, and the ball coming away from the stick of Darragh Lohan. Darragh Lohan down to the corner again, going to be picked up by the tip man, coming up along the line, about to be challenged. Ball coming back out to Fintan Purcell, back into the centre again, sweeping attack up from Owen Connolly, the captain, into the space that goes, chasing that ball, but couldn't get there quite. Was Conor Bow as the ball goes out over the line. Good work back there by Paddy Donlan as well, keeping an eye on the number 11, the centre forward, Conor Bow, for the Tipperary men. The puck out is going to be fast out to this side of the field. Once again, it's going to be from Keane Broderick. Long ball down the field into the space that goes now. It comes on into the middle of the field into Keane Garvin. He has another opportunity and he slots the ball straight over the bar. Once again, it's Willie Halpin that finished that one straight over the bar. The man from the Winsprept Hills of Tulla sending it over. 2 points on the board for Clare at just over a minute gone.
Yeah, and again, you know, he won his own puck out. You know, had the confidence, took on the wing back and slotted over the bar. Good start from Clare, you know, in the early stage of the game.
And William Halpin coming on to that one again running into traffic with Gerard Cahill. He goes to the ground, but play continues on. He's been picked up out there outside by Devon Ryan trying to set up a temporary attack. Dylan McMahon is back there defending as well. Now the ball coming away, and once again Clare building from the back into the centre. It goes into the hands of Gerard Cahill. Again the ball going back to the ground. Now it comes out to Keane Galvin, the centre halfback, as we said, on the minor team last year, heading to the far side of the field. And on the ball at the moment is Mark Rogers, trying to come on to his right side, back over to this side, sweeping attack there. Ball coming right across, and once again that one from the stick of Dermot Cahill is going to the right of the goal and it goes wide. 2 points to no score. Clare leading here with the clock telling us just over 2 minutes gone.
Yeah, bright start from Clare, you know, using the ball well, you know, not hit and miss. Again, you know, Cahill will be disappointed with that, but again, good start from Clare.
Ball breaking into the middle of the field, stalemate there it is at the moment, trying to come away with it, and coming away with it into the middle of the field is Kevin Maher, setting up the attack to the far side of the field for the tipman under the lights here. Again, sweeping across from way, way out the field. It's high and it's dropping in, and the ball is going to the right, straight over the bar once again from the tipman, from the stick right here of Keane O'Kelly, at the full forward wearing on the far side of the field. 2-1 it is. The ball breaking into again to William Halpin, trying to get control of it, but it's picked up out there by Kevin McCarthy, setting up the temporary attack to the far side of the field. Still running on to that one is Keane O'Kelly, but he's going to leave it on this occasion to the far side. Andrew Ormer coming on to it again, second chance, second pint on the board. That's an excellent return from the Tipperary full forward line. Two sweeping attacks, 2 points on the board apiece, just over 3 minutes gone.
Yeah, this is, you know, this the style of hurling we've been used to with this 21s. There's no great tactics. It's open, very open, and, you know, very free flowing game. You know, really excited with the prospect of the game. Yeah.
And Mike Goff is on the ball again, delivering the ball right down to the centre, looking for Conor Hegarty back there again to be challenged on the far side. He's still going back there, still trying to win it, but he's tied it up by the tipman right into the centre. It goes, trying to challenge it out there is Ray McCormick. Goes to the ground, still coming away. Keane Gavin almost getting to it again. That ball coming away, and Tipperary inside their own half of the field fouls to the referee Tomás Walsh, and it's going to be a free for Tip just inside their own 65 metre line. No sooner announced when the strike was taken, back into the centre. Brilliant run. Devon Ryan is on the attack down to this side. He's going to hand pass it in. It's a dangerous ball right inside. A shot, and the ball coming off the post inside of the stick of Sean Hayes, straight into the hands of a very, very delighted Keane Broderick inside in the goal mouth at the moment. And the ball going in has gone out for a 65 on the far side. You take a 65 any day, Tom, with that ball coming off the post.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure had it come back off the back of the corner of the net, but it came back, as you said, straight into his hand, just stepped out over the line. But, you know, there was danger there. You know, Devon Ryan took it straight through the heart of the Clare defence, offloaded it. Keeper was beaten, but it was post and let off for Clare.
Gerard O'Connor from Mayan Temple 2, he's standing over this 65, practically dead straight in front of the goal here. Linesman line just pointing to the spot at the moment as Minter's running up and down the line. Sean Dyle, of course, manager of the under 20 team here, he's out on the sideline at the moment. It is all eyes on the man from Mind Temple to Garrod O'Connor with this strike. It's a very low trajectory going in, and the ball is escorted, goes to the right of the goal, and it goes wide. 5 minutes on the clock, 2 points apiece on the board. Your commentary this evening is compliments of Matt Waters of Clare Fruit and Veg and Garrity Spar on the Turnpike in as the puck off from Keane Broderick down to this side of the field. Once again, William Halpin going up front, but the ball goes back into the centre. It should be in, it is collected but out to the middle of the field by Dara Lohan blocked down. Still the ball goes to Dylan McMahon. He's trying to control the ball, being chased, ball going into the space. Tremaine just walk out here, great walk out there by Kevin Maher. He's the man that breaks up the attack out to the far side, sending it right through the centre. But again, Dara Lohan working back there and winning that one back. Now he sends it out to Keane Galvin, long ball through the centre, but once again Tipperary men very well positioned, trying to get that ball across into the centre. Great work back there by Conor Whelan, but now the ball comes out into the middle of the field, out to Conor Bow from way out the field. It's high and it's straight over the bar from the stick of Conor Bow. Tipperary going to the lead here with just over coming up to 6 minutes gone, 3-2.
Yeah, you can see both teams, you know, tried to be very measured in their clearances. Clare, unfortunately, you know, the halfback line cut it out there, but you know, Tipperary counter-attacked and Bowes cut through the middle, and a great score for Tipperary.
Keane Broderick poking the ball out to the middle on the far side of the field. Now it's about to be tidied up again, being challenged out there. Garrod Cahill trying to get control of it, but it's the Tipman in control of it, trying to get the ball to the ground. Out to Kevin McCarthy, releasing this ball once again into the attacking zone. It goes racing out, his Paddy Donlan, and Paddy Donlan, the vice captain of the team, captain this evening, of course, here in Simple Stadium, and told us what a year he's had with the Broadford men. Up to the centre it goes, picked up, snapped up by Mark Rogers, turning onto his right side, trying to put the ball. Now it's a dangerous ball. Conor Hegarty is going in, but that'll be well under the control of Aaron Brown inside in the tip goal to the far side of the field. Once again, building from deep inside their own half on the attack, takes the shoulder, goes to the ground, strikes the ball into the zone. It goes, now it's blocked down. Dylan McMahon should be tidying up in his own line at the moment. Will he get the second chance? He does. He will he take it? He does, and he gets it back to Paddy Donnelly, coming out with this one again, looking for support, gets it across to the far side of the field. He's picked up, and McMahon again into the zone, now trying to control it. Ball just going off the stick of Dermot Cahill inside, but great work inside on the far side of the field by Aina McBride, trying to strike the ball. He does, but he's blocked down. The ball coming back into the 13 metre line, still trying to get control of it, and again it's back to the goalkeeper himself, Aaron Brown. Now he has time, and he has time to look up, and sends the ball down to this side of the field. Darragh Lohan going out for it, also going out and winning the ball. Here is Conor Bow back into the centre, and he's going right through his Garrod O'Connor. Now he's trying to get control of it, turns onto his right, looking for support, releases a brilliant ball off. Now it's going to be a strike, goes to the ground, notices the referee. I don't think so. The ball comes back out and it pops straight over the bar. Andrew Ormond, I think, was the man that finished it. Echo by Tom.
Yeah, I think, okay, it went wide. I think everyone was waiting for Tomás Casey to give a free, because it looked like a clear push in the back, but the umpire on this side has indicated a wide ball. Yeah, it is, yeah.
It is. We keep an eye on the scoreboard. William Halpin going up, the ball just coming off his stick, out into the middle of the field. Picked up out here, brilliant by Robin Mounsey, across to the far side. Now it's picked up inside by Mark Rogers, trying to get inside. Will he get room to strike it? He's on the edge of the square, takes the shot, but it's taken off the line inside by Aaron Brown, and he's about to clear the line to the far side of the field. Picked up out there by Garrod, back into the centre it goes, to the far side of the field, trying to move that ball. The Tipperary man again moving away to this side, snapping the ball into the centre. Again, it's Andrew Armour coming onto it. He has time, he's looking around here, trying to get through. He has won the free already. Now he pops the ball over the bar, and the referee will just call the playback, and it's going to be a free in for Tipperary, just aside the 20 metre line.
Yeah, again, you know, you can see, you know, the pace and the direct running of the tip forwards. When they get the ball, they're not, you know, they're intent on going, taking it in, making an overlap, and you know, that could have been a another goal chance, but instead it's a free about 35 yards out. So should be an easy strike for Garrod O'Connell, is it?
Garrod O'Connell, yeah. From Mind Temple 2, he's standing over this one. 3-2 on the scoreboard it is at the moment. 9 minutes on the clock here. At Garrod O'Connell about to double the scores, and that's exactly what he does here in Simple Stadium. 4-2. A blistering start from Clare, 2 points on the board, but the last four have come from Tipperary. Keane Broderick getting ready for the puck out. The man from Clarecastle, long ball down to the far side of the field, looking for his club mate, and again, but it's one back out there outside by Ray McCormick up along the line, back into the centre it goes, and then there's a sweeping ball from way out the field. It's high and it's dropping in from Ormond again, waiting for this one, and the ball goes to the right of the goal and it goes wide. Still 4 points to two here in an entertaining opening 10 minutes almost here in Simple Stadium, Tom.
Yeah, there's great pace to the game. You know, both teams want to move the ball fast. There's lots of movement, you know, forwards looking for that 5 yards or 5 seconds to get on the ball, so defences are under pressure.
Great work down in the middle of the field by Kevin McCarthy, trying to get the ball into his hands. It breaks out to Devon Ryan. Devon Ryan turning into traffic, now turning back. Ball goes back to the ground, almost won back, and it is won back by Garrod Cahill, releasing the ball, but the referee said foul, and it's going to be a free from their own 65 metre line at the moment. And let's see who's
Keane
going
Galvin,
to take it.
I think
it's going to be Keane.
To
he took all the frees there last year for the Clare Miners as well. This is deep inside his own half of the field here, and has the tout here. The rain thankfully has disappeared, but it's not very far away.
No, and again, I think, you know, Clare probably have the benefit of the breeze, looking at the flags they're blowing down to the other side. So, you know, Clare will want to take every advantage that they have going. So Keane probably will have the distance, you know, if he'll have the accuracy, because it looks like it's a kind of a cross field into the number 13 corner by looking at the flags.
Absolutely, that's the flags and the tricolour on the sideline. They're going all over the place, but it's Keane Galvin dropping this one right into the edge. Keep an eye on the keeper, looks up, and the ball landing straight over the bar from the stick of Keane Galvin, just outside his own 65 metre line. 4 points to three here it is, with 11 minutes gone. Once again, the poke out is fast to the far side of the field. Once again, go up for Darrell Lohan, trying to go back to control it, gets control of it, trying to come away, whips the ball out to the middle field to Robin Mounsey. Mounsey's popping it into the corner, looking for Mac Rogers, but again the ball has been escorted out over the line by Conor Whelan back there. Mac Rogers couldn't get to that one. It's going to be a puck out once again for Aaron Brown inside in the tip goal. He's already taken it fast and sent the ball out over the line on the far side of the field. And if Ray McCormack was a giraffe on that occasion, he wouldn't have got to that one.
Yeah, I'm just looking, it looks like Mounsey has kind of playing in a withdrawing role with the tip six sitting deep Owen Connolly. So I think they brought Mounsey into the middle field there, because Tipper getting a grip there. There was lots of breaking ball, so that was a move that maybe Clare would have seen to make a change there.
The ball coming across to this side, and once again coming out with the ball, Ray McCormack up along the line looking for support, being challenged out there outside by Garrod Cahill in the middle of the field. A ball coming across, now it's been struck into the middle, and once again Kevin McCarthy, low ball into the centre to the very very busy Andrew Ormond on the ball at the moment for the Tipperary man, turning onto this side of the field. Once again he's sending the ball in, but it goes into the hands of Keane Broderick inside in the goal. More time to look up, placing the ball to the far side of the field, but again that ball just skidding off the surface out over the line. Line ball, Tipperary inside their own 65 metre line.
Yeah, the pace is frantic, you know, the ball has been moved from midline to sideline, inline to inline. The keepers are, you know, moving the puck out very quickly, but you know, I suppose the feature of the game has been a lot of balls have gone out over that sideline on the far side. If the breeze maybe is playing over to that side.
12 and a half minutes gone here in Simple Stadium. Line ball for the tip man, into the zone it goes. Again it's going to be one back there. Paddy Donlan should have control of this one, releases the ball back out to this side of the field. Once again on the attack, driving the ball into the wide open space is Keane Galvin. He's playing deep inside his own half of the field, sending this ball, chipping that ball into the centre, now in front of the goal. Robin Mosley has the chance of the ball, first time he pulled in it. What an opportunity from a clear point of view, but Aaron Brown to his credit never moved an inch, held Ferrum aside in the Tipperary goal. And if Robin Mounsey had an opportunity, had a chance like that again, he would have picked that one up, or maybe found a better part of the net. But there's easy talk from here up to the middle of the field. Once again 4 points to three it is, 13 and a half minutes gone here, and it's Clare on the attack to the middle of the field. Garrod Cahill is on the ball, now he's trying to turn into traffic, gets it back to Mounsey again, and Robin Mounsey from way out, that's a dangerous ball right along the edge of the square, trying to bait the ball in. Now to the back, then it's pulled straight on there off the stick of Mark Rogers, popping over the bar. The sides are level, that breaking ball, the one that could have gone absolutely anywhere, it's gone over the bar, it's level at 4 points apiece. The puck out is fast, it's out to Kevin McCarthy back to his captain Owen Connolly, driving the ball up along the line, being picked up out there outside by Devon Ryan, popping the ball into the centre again, that dangerous ball inside. Keane O'Kelly is on it, trying to get that ball away, trying to drive this one in out to the far side. Connor Boat is the since that one in, and once again he's sent the ball straight over the bar from the stick of Conor Bow. Again, a man from Mine Temple, 2-5-4. Tip go into the lead here again as we're heading closer and closer to the first of the water breaks. Just over 14 minutes gone. Out the ball comes to the middle field to Wade Moriarty. He slipped, but he has time to release the ball out to Cian Galvin. Cian Galvin, 65 out. It's high into the Killine and end, and the ball goes to the left of the goal and it goes wide. 5-4. Tipperary lead by a pint here. 14 and a half minutes gone in the opening half.
Yeah, the tip inside line look very dangerous still. You know, I think the Clare backs are going to have to, you know, go man to man with them. They're given 5 yards, and, you know, you give those players that, you know, they're going to take a chance. You know, we just need to get the ball as equally as good into our inside line.
A ball again dropping into the middle of the field, and it's for the ball catch out to the far side of the field. Brilliant ball into the centre it goes, and again it's been won by Keane O'Kelly, trying to get onto this ball, striking it, now turning back to the left, now about to strike it, turning around, back it goes to Conor Bow. Conor Bow is the man on the ball from way out. It goes in once again to Keane Broderick, trying to get that ball away out to this side of the field, and up they go for a ball coming right in behind William Halpin, coming onto that ball again, putting on it first time going out over, but Robin Mounsey was there and pulled on as the referee, and it's going to be a free in for Clare right down here in front of us.
Yeah, it looks like Clare are getting a substitute warmed up. I'm just checking, it looks like it's
Dara Healy
from Clarecastle. So, you know, an early change I suppose Dara played fullback at club level this year, but he can play anywhere, so we'll just have to wait and see. Maybe they're going making a change. Maybe it's in the full back line.
We'll keep an eye on his club mate Cian Galvin, because he's surely the man that's going to stand over this tree at the moment. As you can see, the breeze is picking up here in Simple Stadium. There's a gush of breeze after coming right in here to our commentary box. But it's Cian Galvin, difficult free, about give or take 55 metres out from the goal, 60 if you go the diagonal route, about to strike it, Killinan end, it's high, it's dropping in, and the ball is dropping straight over the bar. Who mentioned the word difficult? From Cian Galvin. What a superb strike right out here on the sideline. The sides are level once again at 5 points apiece, and the water break has arrived on the 16th minute.
That was the quickest 15 minutes that I've seen this year. You know,
16.
The 16 minutes, yeah. You know, there's great pace, the great movement. You know, both teams probably, you know, feel that they've had chances, you know, goal chances on either side. You know, the one that struck the post for Tipperary. And I think, you know, as you said, unfortunately for Robin Mounsey there, he probably had time to pick it, and had he picked it, he'd have probably got his shot off better, or the keeper would have taken him for a penalty. Look at, as you said, up here, it is easy to do it up here. He pulled it, and if it went in, everyone said it was the right decision.
But in fairness to him, he's playing an excellent game out there between the 45-65. He had taken away, I mean, you look at their top man, Owen Connolly, you know, he's trying to isolate that ball and keep it away from Connolly, obviously, and then made himself available in front of the goal.
Yeah, he's a very pacey player, you know, I mean, that he can pop up literally anywhere. So, you know, to find it there, but it was a superb ball. I think Mark Rogers, I think, flicked the ball through. You know, he saw a brilliant vision by Rogers there. Yeah, it looks like there's a change, and three is going off. Adam Mungovan is going off. So, you know.
And Dara Healy is coming on to the side from Clarecastle. That's a fast move, let me tell you, down here. So Dara Healy heading up with his clubmate Keane Broderick right up to the edge of the goalmouth at the moment. Let's see where he's going to finish.
Big call, wasn't it, after 15 minutes, you know. But it looked like to me that the Clare full back line were given too much time and space, and they felt maybe they had to rectify it. But to me, you know, we cut the supply going in there, because it is quality ball that's going into them, and not too many full back lines would live with that ball.
Absolutely. Conor Aaron Brown once again getting ready for the puck out. It's time to restart his first half here in the park. It's picked up out down the middle of the field once again by the Tipperary men. Kevin Maher from Wales sending the ball right across. Coming onto the ball was Conor Bow, but the goal had gone well in behind that, looking for support. Going back to Paddy Donlan. Paddy Donlan trying to move the ball back into the middle of the field, and once again attacking, waiting for that ball. Being just on the far side of the field, the ball going back. Dylan McMahon was back there. Now the ball comes through the centre, but again Paddy Donlan coming out, trying to tidy it up. Looks around, looking for support. Pops it out to the middle of the field to Darrell Lohan, who in turn sends it out to Cian Galvin. This man driving forward and coming well out of defence. 10 on his back. What difference does that make? He's back in his own half of the field. Now it comes out to Mark Rogers. He goes to the ground. He's been fouled, and it's going to be a free in. Tremendous work back there at the back all the way. Paddy Donlan was the man that tidied it up, and out it went to Cian Galvin, who drove the ball in, and Mark Rogers fouled free just outside the semicircle. And let's see who's lining up to take this one. More than likely the man that was fouled, and it is Mark Rogers to take. take this one, the man from Scariff.
Yeah, you know, you talk about your defenders are attacking the ball. Paddy Donlan is bombing out to the ball. You know, he's really on his game, giving it to Keane Galvin there, you know, delivered a good ball to Mark Rogers and, you know, resulting free just outside the D. He should pop it over.
We'll say nothing. He's 6-5 at the moment and Mark Rogers pops it straight over the bar. It's 6 points apiece here, coming up to 18 minutes gone in the first half here in Simple Stadium in Turles in the quarter final of the Munster Under 20 Hurling Championship. It's a knockout competition, so we won't be leaving tonight with any word of replays, no matter how long it takes. It comes out to the middle of the field. Conor Whelan going with a 1-2 with his goalkeeper Aaron Brown. Out to this side of the field, running onto that is Gerard O'Connor. Ball comes right behind, but it's picked up inside by Devin Ryan, being chased to the middle of the field by Dylan McMahon. Hooked by Dylan McMahon, goes to the ground. Good work by the Clonera man, back into the centre, and great work by Darragh Lohan, just getting the ball out of the hands to the middle of the field. Now the ball coming right through the centre. Robin Mounsey, again the referee is going back, he's going to call the playback. It was a high tackle just inside the 45, Tom, and it's going to be a long range free, and already there waiting for it is Keane Galvin.
Yeah, and again, you know, he'd probably, you know, look if you look in front of that inside line still, there's loads of space, so I expect this ball, you know, to be popped, you know, in over the half back line where the corner forwards can get onto it. He'll hardly go for it from inside his own 45, but who knows?
Who knows, absolutely. Let's see what happens. It's going to be Keane Galvin. No, he's going to place this ball, looking for Conor Hegarty to the corner, about to be challenged. Great work back there inside. Johnny Ryan on the ball, getting it back now. Andy McBride, the man that picked up that ball, and once again the tip man attack from deep inside their own half of the field. On the attack, coming out, grabbing that ball, but going out over the line is Devin Ryan, and it's going to be a line ball. It's going in Clare's direction as we head down to the side. It is going to be, let's see who's going to be. It's going to be Gerard Cahill. Now he's going to leave it out here to Darragh Lohan, the man with the red helmet. Not the first time we've seen a Lohan on a red helmet, and again placing this ball. Will this one end? If you're looking around the goal, Tom, at the moment on the 13 metre line, that's the one place you certainly don't want to drive this one, because Owen Connolly, the tip captain, is finding himself all on his own. Let's see what happens. A long way from the square, let me tell you, just coming off the hurley there, very close to the line, going back into the centre. Aidan Moriarty trying to get his hands on that ball, but it comes out snapped up there. Great work out there outside the middle of the field. Conor Bowe trying to get away, he does, up along the line, still trying to get away. A busy customer, let me tell you, for the tip man. Centre half forward lining out at full forward, 11 on his back, and it's going to be a free once again for Gerard O'Connor to place this one for the Tipperary men on the scoreboard that says right now 6 points. Looking down here to the scoreboard, right down here in front of us, is 20 minutes on the clock here, Tommy. We're looking back here, we're looking at Gerard O'Connor down here at the moment. He's the man that's going to take this free for the Tipperary men.
Yeah, they're half forward line still, you know, winning a lot of ball. Devin Ryan in front of us, Bo at centre forward, you know, they have that big strong ability to win their own ball. Resulting free, wide,
going to the left, and it's going wide once again. Looking back, Keane Broderick back on the goal mouth at the moment, looking down here to the scoreboard down here to our left hand side, Tommy. It looks like, I thought it was 6 points to piece, 6 points to five is on the scoreboard.
Well, I have it as well. I was questioning my own myself, I think. Yeah,
that's okay, we'll settle for that. Into the middle of the field, tremendous.
I'm usually wrong.
we don't have to tell anyone that. The ball, tremendous walk inside, the ball just going inside, almost getting inside, but Darragh Healy just getting the stick up in time to get that ball out. 6-5 clear lead up along the line, and again the man, the busy man, Conor Bowe, is on the ball for the Tipperary men. Now the ball goes astray, now it's about to be won back, and Keane Galvin is defending back to the far side of the field, and the ball goes back to Darragh Healy, placing the ball once again out to his clubman, Keane Galvin. A sweeping ball right into the centre. Gerard Cahill coming onto the Dermot, coming onto this one, trying to get that ball back into his hand. Now he goes back on the second occasion. If he only got that ball in his hand, he'd be gone. Out to the far side, tremendous walk back there by Anna McBride for the Tipperary men, but it comes out to the middle of the field by William Halpin, and the ball just goes inches to the right hand side, and it goes wide. 21 and a half on the clock, 6-5 on the scoreboard, Clare lead by one.
Yeah, and again, you know, I mean, look, Tip probably have more possession, you know. Clare defence, I think, have got the grips with it now that Keane Galvin has dropped into a deep role as the sweeper, but likewise, you know, Tip have an extra player back here, so we're just, our distribution is going to be crucial.
And it's Keane Galvin back again, back defending, doing the sweeping role. getting the ball across to the far side of the field. Once again, Aidan Moriarty on the attack, down the line on the far side of the field, trying to get it away as Diarmuid Cahill, but holding Rock Ferrum back on the goal most at the moment. The Tipperary man, Ian McBride, but it's a long ball dropping into the zone, coming up for the ball, but Teddy Donnan is the man that tidies up, sending the ball down along the line. Conor Hegarty coming out, ball bouncing into his chest, winning that ball, now gets it back out to the centre, and it's Keane Galvin about to strike it from way out the field, sending this one in and popping it over the bar. Once again, it's Willie Halpin popping that one straight over the bar into the middle of the field. Now it's Keane Galvin that struck that one, that out in the middle of the field, and sending it over the bar. Now coming out to this side, the Tipperary puck out, 7-5. Commentary compliments once again of Matt Waters of Clarefruit and Veg, and Geraghty Spar on the turnpike in Innes, again on the ground trying to win that ball back is Jayton McMahon. Now he's trying to win it, he's facing the goal, it's back to Galvin again. Keane Galvin trying to come away with it, he's back at one end of the field to the other. Now he wins the free, and now he's about to take it.
Yeah, you know, Clare, you know, after probably a poor enough start, you know, have come into the game a lot more. Keane Galvin has you know, settled the defence back there. You know, the impressive thing from Clare is they're not just coming out and hitting that ball anywhere. They're trying to work it out, you know, through the midfield, through the half-forward line, to get it into that dangerous zone, which we know, you know, the threat they cause in there.
Despite a spirited performance by the Kerry men in the other semi-final and quarter-final on that occasion, they have succumbed to a Cork victory on a scoreline of Cork 2-24, Kerry 2-10, courtesy of Munster PRO, Ed Donnelly right alongside us at the moment. As the ball drops right into the centre once again, as one back comes out to Robin Mounsey, and Mounsey strikes it, and he sends the ball straight over the bar. Once again, Clare going into a 3-point lead here, 8-5, with almost 24 minutes gone on the clock.
Yeah, and again, you know, we spoke about, you know, how industrious and busy Mounsey is. He's popping up everywhere, he's asking questions of Owen Connolly at centre back. He's sitting, but Mounsey is going looking for the ball, and he is punishing Tip at the moment.
Brilliant from Mike off on the far side of the field, wins the ball, now releases it out into the middle of the field, still trying to attack it, sending the ball across, and now delivering it out to Conor Hegarty. Goes up with this one, he's about to be challenged. Great work back there inside by Johnny Ryan, keeping an eye, and again coming away, working away with the ball up along the line. It goes Gerard O'Connor about to come onto it, one handed, sends it out. Darrell Lohan jumps up, no stick in the hand, sends it across into the centre. William Halpin is there, now it comes back to the middle of the field to Dylan McMahon, sending the ball right down again, trying to get the ball on the second occasion, blocked down. Now it comes out to Conor Hegarty. Conor Hegarty trying to make room for himself. Again, he's blocked out, and it still comes out to Darrell Lohan, popping the ball into the corner, looking for Mark Rogers. He has the ball in front of him. Can he get into his hand? He does. He tries to get inside Conor Whelan. Now he gets inside. Will he get room to strike it? He scoops the ball in, and that's seldom. Very seldom will you see, but right in front of him, scooping the ball straight over the bar. It's 9-5 with 25 minutes exactly on the clock.
Yeah, again, you know, he's intelligent. He knew full well if he tried to strike it off his left or his right, he was covered, and instead he scooped it over the ball. It wasn't even a brick flick, it was a Roger scoop.
Absolutely out in the middle of the field. There's one out there trying to get that ball away back into his hand. It's Kevin McCarthy. Good work out there outside. Tip on the attack. Into the space it goes, and running onto this one is Sean Hayes, trying to get it up on the first occasion. They're getting the stick in, is Jayton McMahon. Still under pressure at the far side. Sean Hayes still attacking. That's a brilliant ball right across. He was looking for Keane O'Kelly. The ball goes behind. Paddy Donnan about to tidy it up, delivers the ball right into the middle of the field to Aidan Moriarty. Aidan Moriarty across to this side of the field. Back it goes to Derry Healy. Healy, a long ball right through the centre. Conor Hegarty again going back. Will he get to it? Trying to challenge it out there. Great work. Just getting the stick in on time with Owen Connolly. Now delivering the ball out to this side of the field, and tip once again from one end of the field to the other. Again being fouled, says the referee. A push on the back there, and it's going to be a free. Good work by Fintan Purcell. He was the man that came out with that ball just out the road in Drummond Inch.
Yeah, and again, you know, a measured ball down in front, you know, it asked questions of Paddy Donlan, and you know, the forward was in front of him, and just a small nudge in the back, but you know, probably not the easiest to freeze you know, to see them. We'll just have to wait and see. I suppose it's Gerard O'Connor again,
it? It is Gerard. He's just coming out now, just waiting for that ball to arrive back just up along the line here, about to take this one, wiping the hands here. As I said, it's a dry evening here, and pretty, it was raining at the very, very start of the game, but it's now dry, thankfully. Your commentary compliments of our good friend Matt Waters of Clare Fruit and Veg, and Geraghty Spar on the turnpike in Innes. Once again, Gerard O'Connor standing over this one, the man with, he's been sharpshooting so far this evening. About to strike this one. A tricky free. Just about 25, 26 metres out. Striking this one in. And the ball goes across the goal. And it goes wide. With the clock telling us right now, 27 minutes on the clock. And it's 9-5. It's clear lead by 4. The puck out is fast once again. And the busy man out there is Fintan Purcell, trying to get that ball away. But it's won back by Willie Halpin. Comes out to the mid-side of the field. Now it breaks out to Gerard Cahill. Gerard Cahill trying to get the ball into his hand. Now he's turning into traffic, being chased out there in the middle of the field once again by Kevin Maher. Now strikes the ball, but it just comes off his stick and it goes to the left of the goal and it goes wide. Still 9-5 as we head into the closing 2.5 minutes in this opening half.
Yeah, I think, you know, Clare would be better off, you know, using the ball rather than taking the ball into contact, because they have Connolly there, so the other defenders can attack the player that's coming through. I think the quicker ball suits Clare.
Ball coming back to this side of the field. Good work back the other side by Ed Moriarty, trying to get that ball into his hand, but tip win the ball back out to the far side of the field. It's coming right through the centre. Sean Hayes goes to the ground. It's going to be a free in once again for the tipman on the far side of the field. And Gerard O'Connor, you see the man that's going to make the trek across. It looks like possibly will it be Devon Ryan.
Yeah,
that's going to
take it. It's a change in the free taker, it looks like. Yeah,
it's going to be Devon Ryan that's making the trek all the way across to the 20 metre line to take this one for Tipperary. 9-5 clear lead by 4 as the clock is just about to head in to the just over 28 minutes gone here. And Devon Ryan will place this one again. Not as difficult as the last one. The last one was right out on the sideline. And this is a scoring opportunity for the tipman. Let's see what happens from Devon Ryan from Knockavilla Kickhams. Tommy, you should be familiar with this man. No doubt about that. Out to the far side. Let's see what's going to happen here. A place in the semi-final, of course, is a stake. But we're a long, long way from that. Let me tell you, it was the ball going straight over the bar once again from the stake of Devon Ryan. And Tipperary have cut the deficit. It's now 9-6.
Yeah, and again, Devon is the first cousin of the goalkeeper, Aaron Brown, so you know there's lots of connections there on the tip team. But yeah, good score for Devon. He's first free,
and the puck out into the middle of the field once again. The ball is won. Now it breaks out. It comes out to the middle of the field, picked up by Ed Moriarty, trying to release the ball across to the far side of the field. And it's Keane Galvin that's out there. There's only one in the pitch. He's everywhere. He's all over the place, and he lands this one straight over the bar from the stick of Keane Galvin. He's wearing tin, Tommy. He's doing the sweeping roll back at the back, but not afraid to make the runs up the front.
No, and again, you know, it gives him that license to come forward and get on the ball, and he's probably the best player in the country at this level to do that. So, you know, great young, head and young shoulders.
And Devon Ryan popping the ball into the wide open space. Andrew Armour coming out, releasing that ball, but again Paddy Donlan is there to mop it up, sweeping the ball out to this side of the field, out to Dara Healy. Dara Healy changing direction, about to be blocked down, coming up very close along the line, about to hold on to the ball, pops it into the centre, is picked up inside. Paddy Donlan is up here, and from way out the field the ball goes inches to the right hand side, and it goes wide all the way from Broadford to Simple Stadium. Almost the score of the night. 1 minute of additional time here on the clock in Simple Stadium.
Yeah, again, you know, I mean, he's not just happy to give the ball off. He's going for the return, and he found himself in, you know, inside the opposition 45. Inches wide from Paddy Donlan.
Absolutely inches, the captain on the night. Now coming away with it, Mike Goff driving the ball into the wide open space. Still Mark Rogers being chased back there by Conor Whelan at the corner flag on the far side of the field. He's going left and right, but good work. A dangerous ball dropping in around Robin Mounsey, trying to get this one. A ball breaks out to Conor Hayworth. He's blocked down, and great work back there outside on the far side of the field by Conor Whelan, coming up tough up along the line to this side of the field, still trying to control it. Now it goes back. Tipperary on the attack into the middle of the field, coming out to Kevin McCarthy, trying to send this ball into the space. It goes again, running in. Andrew Ormond is in there, but the ball breaks once again, and it's Keane Galvin getting the ball away up along the line. Ball going to roll into the hands. What a flick back from Robin Mounsey, back into the middle of the field, back to Aidan Moriarty across to this side of the field. Conor Hegarty trying to get that ball up, turns around here, sells the dummy, about to sell it. Now a sweeping ball across to the far side, looking for Dermot Cahill, about to be challenged back to the side by Johnny Ryan. Now the ball comes back out. Will he get a chance again? Getting the stick in at the perfect time was Johnny Ryan as the referee blows the half time whistle here in Simple Stadium. It's cleared at lead at the moment, 10-6.
Yeah, you know, still, you know, brilliant performance from Clare. You know, they got this the first 2 points of the game, but then Tipperary took over, and it looked like, you know, they were going to be rampant at that stage. But I think once Clare made the switch, you know, the inevitable switch, I think, was always going to happen. Keegan Galvin went back. You know, I suppose Mungovan, Adam Mungovan, paid the price, you know, for maybe a poor enough start. But Dara Healy has been well on the ball, and I think, you know, Clare have grown and grown, and they're playing with great confidence. You know, brilliant, intelligent hurling, giving it to men in the best position. I think, you know, Sean Dyle will be very happy with the display in the first half.
Well, we'll talk more about that very, very shortly, but at the moment it's half time here in Simpa Stadium in Tullis. Clare leading here on a scoreline of 10 points to 6. Do join us again for much more chat just after these.
Lekela on Clare FM, in association with Home Instead Senior Care, where there's never been a more important time for our older adults to be supported in living happy, healthy and independent lives at home. For trusted home care for your loved ones, please contact Home Instead on 065 679 7507 or homeinstead.ie.
On Tuesday's Morning Focus, new COVID-19 guidelines are announced. As Ireland and Clare re-enters our tightest restrictions since May, we ask if this is the beginning of a long winter of lockdown, or whether the moves are enough to curb the spread of the virus. We have reaction and analysis, and I want your views too on Morning Focus, Tuesday from 9.
Winter is coming with nights wearing thin. We've big screens and small screens with Netflix built in. Our juicers and scooters are flying off the shelf. Electric blankets and tablets, come see for yourself. But keep the masks on your face and your hands nice and clean. We'll strike an old deal like you've never seen. So don't waste your time with that shopping online. Keep it local with Gussie and all will be fine. Just pop me a call and you'll be in heaven on 707-1047. Carroll's Electrical, Main Street, Ennis Tymon.
Have you noticed soot stains on your walls? Do you sometimes get a smell of smoke in upstairs bedrooms? Perhaps you have had a chimney fire. Take action now. Call Chimney Repairs Munster, 1-800-303-406. They have over 20 years' experience in the business of relining and rebuilding. All work is guaranteed. For a free call out and free estimate, call Chimney Repairs Munster, 087-9140-225 or free phone 1-800-303-406 or visit chimneyrepairsmonster.com.
Clare FM's live coverage of the Munster Under 20 Hurling Championship comes in association with Matt Waters Clare Fruit and Veg Market, Turnpike Road, and Garrity Spar and Off License, Turnpike Ennis.
The drizzling rain continues to fall here in Simpa Stadium in Tullis, but at the moment, Tommy, you'd have to say a 10 points to 6, and if we were all completely honest about it, we did not see that coming.
Yeah, no, again, you know, I mean, we just wondered, you know, how Clare would set up, and, you know, we know individually, you know, they're very skillful, very pacey hurlers. You know, I think maybe, you know, just the 10 minutes before the water break, you know, Tipperary were well on top. But I think once they made the changes and Clare settled down, and you know, that's to be expected, you know, that they wouldn't hit the ground running. Keane Galvin, very, very influential. Paddy Donlan, you know, really attacking the ball at cornerback. And, you know, I think the work rate of Mounsey up front, you know, he's foraging both sidelines. He's coming into the midfield. And I think, you know, that's tip centre-back. It's always a conundrum whether you to follow or whether to, you know, to sit back. And again, I think Clare's distribution, you know, to take it around Connolly, put it around Connolly and play, you know, Hegarty and Cahill and Rogers, I think, you know, could and will pay dividends. But I think, you know, Clare management very happy, and I think justifiably so. You know, Clare, you know, what, four points up, is it?
Four points up.
Yeah, you know, so again, you know, very, very happy, very happy. I think, you know, at different stages, Tip looked well, you know, the early on, you know, Bo was causing troubles up front, and, you know, their midfielders were on top. But I think once Clare brought the numbers into the midfield there, and they got onto the breaking ball, the Tip were picking up and setting up their forwards, I think, you know, the game swung in Clare's balance. So all in all, you know, happy out. I see it looks like Michael Goff is out with his leg heavily strapped. Now, I'd say he may do maybe a fitness test with the physio or that to see how he is.
We'll see how we get on.
It's not looking well.
Robin Mounsey at centre-half forward, as we said, he's been sweeping across the field. But Keane Galvin, he has number 10 on his back. He's going back right around the half-back line as well. But the good thing about that is that he has the he has the freedom to come forward, because he knows that the half-back line is still behind him, and he's doing it to great effect.
Yeah, and what he has going for him is he's not going for his own scores. He's placing the ball. But when he gets the chance, you know, he can take it. you know, a guy of his age to be able to play a composed, controlled game as he does, you know, is great credit to him, because the temptation is there, you know, to do things when you're on the ball, you know, particularly as a sweeper, you know, you take a bit of time, but he's playing way above his age here today. You know, his ability, everyone knows him, has seen him come up through the ranks. You know, but very influential. And I think, you know, Tip now will have the decision to make now whether they push someone on Tim, you know, or definitely no more than Connolly at the other end to keep the ball away from him.
Absolutely. The referee and his officials are out in the middle of the field in a circle exactly 2 metres apart, just like we are here. We'll be back again just after these.
Clare FM's live coverage of the Munster Under 20 Hurling Championship comes in association with Matt Waters Clare Fruit and Veg Market, Turnpike Road, and Garrity Spar and Off License, Turnpike Ennis.
Cailleadh to Ida Dingle, all Irish boarding school for girls, is now enrolling for the school year 2021. For more information, log on to cailleadhtoida.com or call us on 066 915 1211.
The autumn event is now on in all TG O'Mahony stores and at tgomahony.ie. Lots of incredible deals on fence panels, fuels, kiln-dried beech logs for the stove, insulation and many more. Or from the comfort of your own home, order online at tgomahony.ie.
Families, friends and colleagues are coming back together. That's something to smile about. The team at Ennis Braces are back in the clinic too. Whether you had to press pause on your brace treatment for a while or decided it's now time to improve your smile, a warm welcome awaits. Book a specialist consultation and 3D smile scan to see how your new smile could look. Call 686-0001 or visit Facebook at Ennis Braces.
It's lights, camera, action at Gussie's Great Store. Your eyes will pop out when you enter his door. He's got lights for the inside and lights for the outside, and stoves that will warm even Santa's backside. It's a haven for heat and prices to beat. Just give him a nod or a wink or a treat, 'cause the winter is coming and the day's getting wetter. Call into old Gussie. He'll make you feel better. Carol's Electrical, Ennis Timon. 065-707-1047.
Clare FM's live coverage of the Munster Under 20 Hurling Championship comes in association with Matt Waters Clare Fruit and Veg Market, Turnpike Road, and Garrity Spar and Off License, Turnpike Ennis.
Welcome back here once again to Simple Stadium in Thurles. A brilliant setting here. Pity the crowd is not here as well. Tommy, you're doing your facts and figures here. You're doing your homework there that you didn't do when you should have done it. And what are you coming up with?
Yeah, I'm just looking down. You know, Clare have a good spread of scores. You know, Hegarty got the first score. William Halpin, we know William Halpin, very workmanlike, but he's got on the scoreboard with 2 points. Keane Galvin, 3 points. Mark Rogers, 3 points. And the busy Robert Mounsey. So, you know, there's a good spread of scorers there. All quite capable, you know, on their day of putting the ball over the bar.
Absolutely.
You know, we spoke about, you know, had Mounsey got that goal to really put Clare in the driving seat. But look, it didn't affect them. They've driven on, you know, and they're, you know, 10 points up, and, you know, justifiably so.
That's the funny thing about it. It didn't affect them whatsoever. Looking at the tip side, very busy Conor Bow, very busy Andrew Ormond as well on the tip attack.
Yeah, and again, I think, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, when the full back line is under pressure, I suppose it's easy to blame the full back line. But I think, you know, maybe it was the quality of the ball that they were being allowed to send into the inside line were slightly exaggerating their dominance there. And I think once Clare, you know, as I said, won the breaking ball, the tip were picking up and had that five seconds to look up and hit the inside line. That's now gone. So, you know, it's even Stephen there in the middle third. So I think, you know, Tip will need to get a grip at midfield, you know, and get back, if they are to get back into the game. I think, you know, Clare will put lots of bodies out there. The one thing Clare have going for them is, you know, they've lots of pace, they've lots of legs, they've lots of movement. And, you know, sometimes it's not easy to deal with that. Yeah, just looking out, I think he's back out again, Mike Knopf.
I was just watching him there myself to see on the far side, but thankfully he's back out, rock solid at right half back on the side here on about to attack. Now clear of, it looks like possibly, it's hard to know where the breeze is going, but looking at the flags on the sideline, they seem to be favouring Tipperary in this second half, but we'll keep an eye on there. Conor Hegarty gone back into the corner. Dermot Cahill here being kept an eye on the far side. It's going to be Keane Galvin is lining out in there at right half forward. The referee gets the second half up and running here in Simple Stadium in Turles. So let's see what's going to happen. It's 10 points to 6 here, and once again the ball going right into traffic at the moment. It's Gerard Cahill, but the ball goes to the ground, takes the shoulder from Robin Mounsey, goes to the ground. It's going to be free for Tipperary inside their own 65 metre line.
Yeah, I don't think the tip management, I think it was Moriarty, maybe was it Mounsey? No, Mounsey, it was a late tackle, just a mistimed tackle. The one thing that this referee does, he lets the play go if and when he can. He only pulls for it when he has to, and I suppose I'm really impressed by him since I saw him, maybe 2 years ago. No nonsense, he pulls when he has to, and then you know what you'll get away with.
Absolutely, and once again on the free is going to be Devin Ryan for Tipperary. He's just inside his own 65 metre line. We'll get some sample of the breeze here at the moment. I do think it's favouring Tipperary in this second half. Nothing major, but it's blowing across the field according to the tricolour and the county flags at both sides of it. Let's see, all eyes on Devin Ryan once again taking this free for Tipperary inside his own 65 metre line. Distance won't be a problem, but the umpire not too excited as the ball goes to the right or the left of the goal as we look at it, and it goes wide. 10-6 on the scoreboard, and the puck out once again about to come from Cian Broderick for Claremont out to the far side of the field. Once again William Halpin, oh fantastic placing from William Halpin. The Tullaman coming away with the ball back into the centre it goes, and it's snapped up there by Ed Moriarty into the space it goes. Mark Rogers trying to get his hands on that ball, but it falls out to Wayne McBride on the far side of the field. Now he's about to clear a sweeping attack going from one side to the other, right under this one brilliantly by Keane O'Kelly. Won that ball in the air out to the middle of the field, out it goes to Devin Ryan, sweeping ball across, looking to the far side, out it goes to Conor Bowe, turning onto his left, striking the ball from way out to field. It's high and it's dropping in, and it goes straight over the bar. A brilliant move from Tipperary, started at the back right up along the line, and central to that was Keane O'Kelly with a superb catch out here on the sideline, setting it up, and Conor Bowe planting it over the bar. 10 points to 7 it is, with just two minutes gone in the second half. Noel breaks out. Owen Connolly, the captain, winning this ball, measuring the ball across to the far side of the field out to Devin Ryan for Tipperary men, slapping the ball across, substitute on the Tipperary side. Keane Gadwin's gone back there, he's the man that's going to tidy up, getting that ball out there ahead of Sean Ryan, just coming on as a substitute there for Tipperary. Now he's about to be challenged. Now the ball whips into the centre, dangerous ball coming out to the middle of the field out to Conor Bowe, coming across, and he sends this one straight over the bar. He had the opportunity again. Clare protesting that ball went wide. I think it's all to no avail. It's gone over the bar. It's 10 points to wait here. Clare lead by 2.
Yeah, Bowe looking dangerous, isn't he? Big, strong, mobile man, and has an eye for goal and is going to take on that Clare defence. They're just going to have to deny him that possession because he is very strong on the ball.
Brilliant from Darragh Lohan. Back out to Keane Galvin. Clare on the attack. Into the space that goes home by Owen Connolly is back there. But again, it's won back there by in the middle of the field by Conor Whelan, whipping the ball out to the far side of the field. Kevin Mahon is on it, snaps the ball into the centre. Now it's controlled on the far side of the field. Sean Hayes from way out the field, it's high, it's dropping in, and the umpire waves his hands as the ball goes to the left and it goes wide. 3 or 4 attacks from the tipman at the very early start. There's just 3.5 minutes gone in the second half, and that's Tipperary's 4th attack. It's back once again to Cian Broderick inside in the goal mode, sending the ball out to the far side, cool as you like, to Perry Donnan, and he has time to look up, sends the ball into the centre. Now it's picked up by Darren Lohan, an attack. Now the ball rolling, but it should be in it. His own Connolly's coming over this ball, putting the ball on the stick. We didn't see much of him in the first half, but now he's coming right down the field. Takes this one across to the far side, facing his own goal is Jayton McMahon. He's going to leave it inside to the far side of the field. And again, it's Dara Healy trying to control it on the middle of the field. Once again, trying to go back and trying to wait at it. Jayton McMahon into the centre it goes. Now going back to cover the goal, but again, going out over the line. Line ball to Tipperary on the far side of the field. And Jayton McMahon was the man that put the leg out over it and the ball in the hand.
Yeah, and again, it was a short puck out that that was cut back into the centre, and a tip hurley got it, and had he won it, the centre was really open. Just a line ball now, about, I suppose, young lads today, they do this in their sleep. He could put it over the bar, I'd say, whereas me and you would only dream about it.
It's out to the far side of the field. And dream is it. Devin Ryan about to take this one. 44 Harry, right on the far side. He's inside the 45 metre line. Let's see what happens. It's high, no problem with distance accuracy. The ball going in, and the umpire waves his hands. No panic with the umpire as the ball goes to the right of the goal and it goes wide. The puck out is fast and it's battered down in the middle of the field by Kevin McCarthy, but it's picked up there by Aidan Moriarty, looking for support. Gets it across to the far side to his clubmate Dylan McMahon. Sells the dummy, trying to get it, but again, temporary fighting tooth and nail for that one, trying to get it away. Darrell Owen moves the ball with the hand, with the leg, and it's out to the far side of the field. Coming away with his Ray McCormack, he's been attacked, and it's going to be a free once again for Tipperary inside their own half of the field. Is it going to be Owen Connolly that'll take this one? Yes, it is. The captain from centre half back about to launch this one from his own 65 metre line. It's 10-8 on the scoreboard. It's 5.5 minutes gone in this second half, and here's the Tipperary captain from Cashel King Cormacs out to the middle of the field. It's high, once again the distance no problem, the accuracy as the ball goes to the left into an empty Kilinan in down here to our left hand side. Clare still lead by 2-10 points to 8.
Yeah, and again we were watching that umpire, he's usually slow but he was very definite and quick there waving that ball wide.
It's going to be Keane Broderick once again with the puck out, again going to the far side of the field looking for William Halpin. Ball just going over his head, running onto this one and trying to win that ball back, and great ball back to Owen Connolly. Connolly placing the ball right in front of it. Paddy Donlan is coming out trying to control it, again just coming off his stick, but goes back, tries to win the ball, gets the ball out to Darrell Owen, falls out of his hand, goes back, retrieves the ball, now it goes back to the ground, contested out there, I said, by Keane Galvin. He's trying to control it as well. Ball going off the tip man out over the line, and it's going to be a line ball, and it's taken fast. It's into the middle of the field, picked up by Garrod Cahill. He was hooked there at the last minute, but there back to help is Aidan Moriarty, striking the ball into the zone. It's a very empty half forward line at the moment from a Clare point of view, and that's why Owen Connolly is racing out to the middle of the field from way out to field. It's high, it's dropping in, and the ball going in and going straight over the bar once again from Kevin McCarthy, from Tumi Vara, sending it over the bar, and it's back to a single point at the moment with 6.5 minutes gone here in this second half. It's 10 points to 9, Tom.
Yeah, we spoke about, you know, Connolly's positioning in that. He seems to be picked up in better positions this half. He's reading the game well, like Keane Galvin was doing. So Clare's distribution will have to be better.
Again, to the middle of the field, it's Tipperary. The onslaught continues. It goes up to Conor Goh, trying to get to, he gets it into his hand. He's about to be challenged by Dara Healy, but he has time to level the sides, and that's exactly what he does as he sends it over the bar. Four fast, rapid points from a Clare, from a Tipperary point of view, with only 7 minutes gone in the second half.
Yeah, and again, you know, Bo was out, the ball slipped past him, the Clare defender fell, he got a second chance at it, you know, put it over the bar.
Keane Broderick once again with the puck out to this side of the field. Up they go for it. Ball battered down once again by Kevin McCarthy into the wide open space, but it's picked up inside by Jayton McMahon. He's looking for support. Gets it out to William Halpin. He runs into traffic, turning around here. Ball about to place the ball. Now the ball goes back to the ground, very close to the line. And again, the linesman just keeping an eye on it right down here in front for his referee coming in here. Ball going nowhere. It's going to be a throw ball 13 metres in from the sideline here, waiting right at the back. Ball rapidly in, and Jayton McMahon take Aidan Moriarty taking control of it back into the middle of the field to Keane Galvin, back out to Conor Hegarty trying to get control of it. He does in the middle of the field, and again brilliantly blocked down there inside by Conor Whelan, but still comes away with it as Darrell Owen in the middle of the field. 10 points apiece here as the ball from way way out the field dropping into the zone. Mark Rogers going up trying to control it as the brilliant control one handed it almost came off, but again going back here was Johnny Ryan. He's the man to tied it up out to the far side of the field. Out it goes to Kevin Maher. Maher driving the ball out to this side of the field, and Andrew Warmer coming onto it. Now turns back into the far side. Ball goes back. Paddy Donlan trying to control it. Darrell Lohan is out there as well. Mike Goffin shoulder getting that ball in, but again the ball goes to the left of the goal and it goes wide. Frantic pace in the opening 8.5 minutes here. It's 10 points apiece.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's quite noticeable that Tipperary have picked up the intensity and the physicality. You know, dare I say it, they may have been a bit complacent in the last after the water break. You know, they've really fired into the game, and as you said, you know, they've had 4 or 5 shots, whereas Clare have none on target for the second half. So Clare wouldn't want to allow Tipperary to get a foothold. It looks like there's a sub warming up for Clare number 23.
Well, it looks, I'm just looking at the referee Tomás Walsh, because that was about as raised or sharp as I have seen. He looked down there on the at the moment, and what happened actually was that Andrew Warmer just tapped the hurley out of Paddy Donlan's hand. The referee saw it, ran in. Substitution coming up on the Clare side in just a moment. That's going to be Conor Burke from Clonlara. Now Conor is one of these powerful full forwards. If he gets the ball in around the house, and it's going to be Dermot Cahill that's coming off And Conor Bourke, he's one of those players inside, a powerful lad inside in the full forward. And so the nearer he is to the goal, if he gets the ball, the more danger there is for the tipman. We'll keep an eye on him. Dermot Cahill coming off, the young man from Corrifane. Take my word on it, you'll hear an awful lot more of this fella in the years to come. Make no mistake about that. Again, looking down on the sideline, more substitutes limbering up from a Clare point of view. But Cian Broderick won't be one of them. He's outstanding inside in the goal, poking the ball out to the middle of the field. Out there is Aidan Moriarty. Into the sweeping attack it goes. Conor Hegarty trying to get into his hands, pops out of his hands at the moment. And again, that misty rain, again making the ball very steppy. But Tipperary is so determined here in the second half. Fintan Purcell is in there. He's trying to get the ball out of a melee inside. And again, comes out with it and drops the ball down into the wide open space. Coming out to challenge for that ball. Up in the air it goes. But that is brilliant from Conor Bow from way out the field. One of the pints of the evening as he sends it over the bar. Never took his eye off that one. That's an outstanding score to put Tipperary into the lead here with exactly 10 and a half minutes gone in the second half, which are commentary compliments of Matt Waters of Clare Fruit and Veg and Garrity Spar on the Turnpike in Innes. Let's see what's happening with substitutes down in the line. Owen Wallace, once again from Clare Castle, he's getting ready for action on the sideline, but at the moment he's out to the middle of the field and escorted out over the line is Garrod Cahill. Line ball it is for Tipperary.
Yeah, very impressive with Bo. You know, he has the ability, he's out centre forward again. You know, he has the ability to get on the ball, but he also has an eye for goal. Very confident sort of a player when he gets the ball. Clare will just, you know, need to get the flick on. Don't let him get the possession because he is an intelligent player.
It was 10 points to 6 as we said at half time. Clare enjoyed a 4-point lead. It's now 11 points to 10. 5 from the tip end. Ball comes out to Andrew Orman. He'll turn back into this side. Now selling to Dumby. And now about to pop the ball straight over the bar once again from Andrew Orman. He made enough room in front of the goal. And again, just Sean Doyle, I'm sure, down on the sideline, will be wishing to get his hands on these Clare lads at the moment. There's going to be a substitution. Owen Wallace is coming on from Clare Castle. He's coming on to the side, and let's see who's coming.
Probably a cornerback or wing back eventually. Maybe Goff is under pressure there. Maybe Jaden Mackman is under pressure inside in the inside line. We'll have to wait and see. As you said, you know, 3 minutes to the water break. Clare need to hang on here.
Out to the middle of the field, one ball born out to the centre. Comes back to Cian Galvin into the space it goes. Let's see, it's Mark Rogers coming on to this one. Gets it into his hand. Now trying to sell the dummy. Looking for support, gets it back out to this side of the field. Now the ball going astray. Coming on to it was Conor Bourke just going over that ball and still getting it away. Fintan Purcell on it for the tipman. Back out to the middle of the field, about to strike it. Blocked down inside by Aidan Moriarty. Ball goes astray, chipped back into the corner as the brilliant ball. Out it goes to the middle of the field, out to Dylan McMahon. But from way out the field, the ball landing right in front of Evana McBride. And he has all the time in the world, but he had all the time in the world to get that ball away. Now comes out to Warren Connolly, the captain, and he sends the tipman into the attack, into the middle of the field. But once again, winning that ball is Aidan Moriarty, trying to set up the attack on the far side of the field. Driving up the field is Jaden McMahon, his clubmate, whips the ball back to this side of the field. William Halpin is on his knees, almost chipped the ball into his hand, touched the ball on the ground, free for Tipperary, just inside their own 65 metre line, as the clock will tell us. 13 minutes gone here in the second half. There's going to be changes. Garrod Cahill is coming off the side, and the man that's coming on at the moment is going to be Owen Wallace from Clare Castle.
Yeah, I suppose Garrod is just on the return from a cruciate injury there, and you know, it's a big stage to step on to. You know, disappointing for Garrod and Dermot to go off, but look at, there'll be better days for the two Cahills.
You can put that in stone, there's no question about it. Back over to the far side of the field, it's going to be Garrod O'Connell. I think this back on duty on the far side of the field. It's Devon Ryan is back on duty on the far side of the field, and again, you'd expect this one. He's certainly just looking in right around the crowded square inside in front of the Clare goal, but it's going to be Devon Ryan about to strike this one for the tipman on the far side, still taking his time. That breeze is behind him here. It's long, it's dropping in, it's looking good, and Cian Broderick jumps up as the ball jumps over the bar, and Tipperary go into a 2-point lead here. 12 points it is to 10, 13 points to 10 it is here as we head for 14 minutes gone in the second half. What a blistering start. 7 points to no score in the second half for the Tipperary. I mean, they set up the attack. They're commanding in the middle of the field at the moment. Ball drops on into the centre, trying to win that ball. Now it's going to be left behind, and it's picked up out to the far side of the field. Just slipping there was Owen Wallace, trying to win the ball back to the far side is Jaden McMahon. But again, the tipman winning it back into the middle of the field, won by Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy back out to the far side to his midfield partner, Kevin Maher, and he sends the ball just to the right of the goal, and he sends it wide. Three between them. Tipperary lead 13 points to 10 as we head into 14 and a half minutes gone here in the second half. If ever you saw a management team, they will be, you can't wait to get their hands on the players. It's going to be a this water break for Sean Doyle and his management team at the moment. But let's see what's going to happen. It's going to be Cian Broderick back in the goal mode once again with the puck off to the far side of the field. Up the ball goes, pops out of the hands of Aidan Moriarty out there in the middle of the field, and Tipperary still win it back. Comes out to Fintan Purcell, way out the field. Cian Broderick again solid inside in the goal mode, trying to get that ball out to the far side, and it's won. Dara Healy trying to control it, gets it out to Paddy Donlan, the captain in the evening, about to look up. Can an inspirational score come from a Clare point of view? Mark Rogers coming out trying to control it, does, but again he's been challenged out there, and well challenged by the impressive Johnny Ryan. Now it's out to the middle of the field. Robin Mounsey trying to get that ball away, hooked at the last minute, and the ball is heading for the corner flag on the far side of the field, and the first man to arrive there will be Arden Brown, Tipperary goalkeeper, sending this ball down, blocked down, I said, on the far side of the field, and it's going to be a line ball for Tip right at the corner flag.
Yeah, and again I thought that was going to carry wide, but you know, Clare really struggling now to win primary possession, and you know, it's all Tip. They're winning the breaks, you know, they're attacking in the middle third, which they won the first 10 or 15 minutes. So you know, Clare are going to have to get back, you know, get that ball into the inside line, because you know, Rogers does look like he has the beat in the full, but the problem is getting the ball in, Jim.
Absolutely, he's winning an awful lot of the ball when he's back to the goal as well, Tom, which makes it very difficult to be turning in the other direction. But at the moment, direction of a line ball is going in the Clare direction on the far side of the field here, getting ready to strike this one. Linesman over on the far side, and again looking in right around the house at the moment. Mark Rogers is in there, Conor Hagerty is waiting.
Keane Galvin, is it?
About to strike this one. Ball dropping into the zone, it goes, referee coming out, it comes out to Mark Rogers, and again an opportunity, and the ball half blocked down, just coming off his stick, and it goes right into Arden Brown. That was an opportunity, no mistake about that from a Clare point of view. Out to this side of the field, Mike Goff diving in there with Keane O'Kelly. Ball going out over the line, is going to be a line ball for Tipperary about just outside halfway between the 45 and 50, 65, which means 55 out from their own goal. It's going to be a line ball, and it looks like it's going to be Fintan Purcell that's going to take this one for the Tipperary men, placing this ball as we head to the 17th minute of this second half. And again we're heading into 30 minutes aside, and at the moment Tipperary enjoying a 3-point lead as the ball heads down to the corner, right down here to our left hand side. Trying to control it is Dara Healy, and doing well, getting it across to the captain, Paddy Donlan. Paddy Donlan has time to look up, driving out the middle of the defence, chipping the ball back out to Dara Lohan, digging it to 1-2. He'll be overplaying the ball, but now comes out to Mike Goff. Mike Goff did well, no stick, but kept the ball in his hand out to the far side of the field. Willie Halpin is in there, he's trying to get that ball away to the far side, still trying to move that ball. Now it comes out to the middle of the field, and it's taken away out to Conor Burke, and Burke with the ball high in the air is dropping in. Is there going to be a tail on this one? There is. The ball goes to the right, and it goes wide. Now the water break arrives here with 18 minutes on the clock here to the middle of the field, and it's going to be, looking back to the scoreboard, 47 minutes and 45 seconds gone. We're 12 and a half minutes away from this, Tom, and as I said, Sean Doyle will be absolutely thrilled to get these players back in for the final onslaught.
Yeah, worrying times still. We haven't scored in 17 minutes in the second half. You know, it's been all Tip. You know, we're struggling to create chances, and as we said, you know, Mark Rogers is inside, but he's kind of been isolated, and you know, it allows Connolly to sit back. Mounsey isn't involved as he was in the first half. You know, that clear dominance that we got before half time around the middle third with Galvin playing a key role, we just haven't got that. Tipperary have come out, they've nullified that, and they've really put Clare on the back foot there. You know, we're struggling to get scoring chances there. You know, you spoke about it there, the ball, the keeper knocked it down. Had someone been alert enough, you know, what a tonic that would be, but unfortunately it wasn't. Clare will need to get stuck into Tip now for the last. This is knockout hurling now.
Yeah. What's happening, Tom, I think, is that the two midfielders for Tipperary, Kevin Maher out there outside, and Kevin McCarthy as well, they're playing a deeper role. They're playing further back the field, and it's just cutting out the supply. Owen Connolly is operating on a freer role here, and yeah. Robin Mounsey, in fairness to him, do you know what I mean, he's playing between a rock and a hard place at the moment, between the two midfielders going back, and that's creating the launching pad for Tipperary.
But I think that he was picking up those breaks. Now he's not getting the breaks. Just my Hawkeye daughter at home still tells me that Devon Ryan's score off the line ball was over the bar. It hit the one post and went over off the other side. So could have been differently. Substitute here for, is it Tip or is it for
We'll keep an eye on it at the moment, but it certainly isn't clear anymore, because number 10 is Keane Galvin. He's absolutely outstanding. So maybe Garrod O'Connor at the moment. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll keep an eye on it. And Conor Bourke going back over to the right-hand side.
Big 15 minutes coming up now.
Out to the middle of the field of goals, waiting for this one. The referee is down there. There's going to be changes. Let's see what's going to happen. There's going to be changes on the side. Then is the referee waiting for those at the moment? The clock is stalemated. 47 minutes and 45 seconds. We're looking down here. The clock is stopped as well right here. And again, the referee has indicated back to the goal mouth, and it's going to be Aaron Brown to start the closing stages of this quarter final of the Munster Hurling Championship. And now the ball breaks out to Keane O'Kelly. O'Kelly going through. Oh, that's fantastic from Dylan McMahon, snapping the ball straight out of his hand, trying to set up a clear attack. But again, that ball going away to the far side, and now it's going to the left of the goal, and it's going wide. Snap from that point of view. And who's coming on for the Clare side is Kevin Keane from Corrifane, is coming on to the Clare side as well. He scored a superb goal in the intermediate hurling final this year on this particular year.
He Robert Mounsey, yeah,
absolutely.
Robert Mounsey coming
it
off.
Is, yeah. Is Robert Mounsey that's coming off? Robert Mounsey that's coming off the side from Rouen, coming off at the moment. And Kevin Keane is the man that's coming on. He's the man that scored a cracking goal in the intermediate football final, and again hoping to do similar tonight with the hurling in his hand. At the moment, the clock will tell us as we head into this at the far side of the field. There's almost 49 minutes gone, 11 plus additional time. Tipperary well on top. That's Kevin McCarthy getting the ball across to the danger man. That's Conor Bow on the far side of the field. Dara Healy trying to keep an eye on him, and Conor Bow just has the habit of making room, using the ball across, over carrying it on this occasion. So the referee is going to be a free out for Clare. They certainly need something at the other end of the field at the moment. And again, there's a very, very congested Tipperary square over to our right hand side, and three Clare players in there. But the ball, unfortunately from a Clare point of view, is at the other end of the field. William Halpin goes up, the ball pops out of his hand, he goes back to Tipperary captain Owen Connolly, putting the ball on the stick, about to be challenged, but still holding on to the ball down along the line on the empty Ryan stand on the far side of the field, popping that ball back into the centre of the goal. Sean Ryan from way out the field sending this one across, going up for it was Andrew Warman. Ball breaks to the ground, and now it's picked up, and it comes out to Paddy Donlan, and Paddy Donlan just can't keep that in play to the far side of the field. Comes off the stick of Jayton McMahon. Line ball Tipperary.
Yeah, kind of an unforced error there, you know. Sean Doyle not happy now. The idea was right, but the execution was wrong. Maybe Jayton could have had time to look up and maybe deliver a longer ball, and instead now tip on the attack with a Devon Ryan line ball. We'll see, does he put this one over?
We'll see. We'll have a better view of it on this occasion. Let's see what happens. Linesman down, just moving back at the moment. Sean Doyle from Bodyke, of course, the man with the arms folded on the sideline. Devon Ryan must be listening. He's not going in that direction at all. Now he sends it out. Kevin McCarthy breezing through. He has the chance, shortens the stick, and pops the ball very neatly over the bar. Once again, Tipperary racing into a 4-point lead here with 10 minutes left.
Yeah, and again, you know, win short, but McCarthy had the presence to come forward, beat the tackle off of Aidan Moriarty, and slotted a great score.
Puck out once again from Keane Broderick, coming to this side of the field. Up they go for it, ball popping out at the hand of Aidan Moriarty, back into the centre, and once again it's Keane O'Kelly going through the centre. Now it's packed out to the far side of the field, still trying to drive it, popping that ball from way out, and the ball going in and going over the bar. Tipperary are building all the way from the back, all the way up, and that's why Sean Ryan, I think, was the man that finished that one, sent it over the bar. And as we said, since half time, Clare failing to score in the second half, but Tipperary have sent over 9.
Yeah. And again, you know, just Clare look like they're gone flat. They've lacked the, you know, mobility around midfield. Tipper, as you said, are rampant and coming forward through the midfield into the half forward line.
A ball coming out to the middle of the field on his knees is Willie Halpin out to the far side. But again, the tip man again coming away with that ball. And it's Johnny Ryan. So impressive. Neat ball back into the centre. And it should be cleared out to the far side by Jayton McMahon. He gets the second chance, comes out with the ball for the high tackle, wins the free as well. And it's going to be a free out for Clare just on their own 20 metre line. Back over to the far side of the field. More substitutes to bring up from a Clare point of view. Colm O'Mara is the man that's getting ready for action, and a man from Clonera about to get ready, but it's taken by the captain Paddy Donlan out to this side of the field. William Halpin going up, being challenged down there in the middle of the field, still on their knees trying to win that ball. Getting out there outside is Ray McCormick. He's trying to get that ball away. Back there also is Owen Connolly, the captain. Ball inches away from the line, and Owen Connolly neatly gets the ball back, but it comes right into the hand of Aidan Moriarty through the centre. Mark Rogers again winning that ball, still looking for support, now trying to get inside. Willie Selden Dummy holds on to that ball. Fantastic play back there from Conor Whelan. Talk about holding the ground, held rock solid, never moved an inch, and just kept his eye on the ball, and it snapped out of it, and the ball dropping out to the far side of the field. Dangerous ball coming down. Conor ball, goal, ball going to the right of the goal, and it's going wide. It would have been easier to score it. It's right on the edge of the square, changes on the side, Mike off is coming off the side, and Coleman Barres coming on.
Yeah, and again, you know, let off there, a high ball that probably wasn't dealt with, you know, the ball broke down, a flash shot, and you know, as you said, it probably would have been easier to score it on target or hit the target than to hit it wide. Another let off for Clare, but you know, Rogers there, that typified, you know, he won clean ball, but he had no support with him. He had to take on two players. You know, it was turned over and tip went down, and you know, could have counted with a goal at the other end.
Great work from Darragh Lohan. Back out to Conor Hayes. He back to Lohan again. He drives the forward through. Now snaps the ball into the middle, looking for Conor Burke. Conor Burke is the man that gets it. Lays it off to the far side to William Halpin. Halpin trying to get room, but again being robbed on the far side of the field. Aidan McBride is there. He's the man coming out with the ball. Now he's on his knees. Goes to the ground, trying to win back his Conor Burke. Still coming out with that ball, and Tipperary win it. Into the middle of the field. Still trying to get that ball, and off they go. Right up to the middle. Kevin Maher get the ball in his hand, looking around, trying to sell the dummy, moves the ball across to the far side of the field, and Conor Bowe over the right shoulder, the ball is dropping in, and that's another superb score from the man from Mindtemple to where Conor Bowe really caught the eye this evening, no doubt about that, and a very, very busy customer. 16 pints to 10 it is here. Tipperary enjoying a 6-point lead, and the clock will tell us right now there's just 6 minutes left as they go on the attack again, back into the centre of goal, still trying to win that ball, still holding on to it, and again being challenged out there, but the referee calling the playback. Free in for Tipperary, 45 metre line.
Yes, yeah, still, you know, if you were sitting back trying to analyse the game, a 10-point turnaround, you know, since half time, 4-6, and you know, Tipper really rampant now, and it's hard to put your, you know, to put your finger on where or how to improve it. It's just that, you know, Tipperary are winning all those breaking balls. They've upped the intensity, they've upped the work rate, and they're really, you know, throwing Clare aside and, you know, attacking in waves.
It's all starting here, yep, Tom, just yep, between the 45 and 65.
We can see where it's breaking down there, and they're counter-attacking immediately.
Absolutely. Devin Ryan standing over this free for Tipperary once again. At the moment it's 16 points to 10. Tip enjoying a 6-point lead, which will surely be, we won't say anything, there's almost just under 5.5 minutes left, and from the stick of Devin Ryan, he pops it straight over the bar. 17 points to 10 it is here, and looking down on the sideline, more substitutions coming onto the Tipperary side. It's going to be Keith Ryan that's coming on, and coming off is going to be Fintan Purcell.
Yeah, and again, I suppose, you know, Tip now have the, I won't say the luxury of making changes, but you know, they're in the drive, and you know, this is a 30 minute game, so you know, sometimes we look at the clock and we think there's 35, but this is a 30 minute game, so you know, time is ticking away for Clare.
Once again up they go for it. Ball breaks into the centre, and it's won back there by Colm O'Mara, trying to get the ball away after the far side of the field, running onto this ball, trying to get it, as William Halpin again being challenged. Now he gets the second opportunity and he takes it, but he's looking for support into the middle of the field. He's blocked down there to the far side. Owen Wallace is down there being fouled, and it's going to be a free in for Clare inside the 45 metre line, and this will be taken fast. Keen Galvin going over, trying to retrieve the ball, wipe the hands at the moment as well, and will he have a pop for this one, Tommy? Looking up at the clock, there's 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, I'd say he'd probably put it over, because I think, you know, I mean, there's, we haven't too many players in around the square, so he'd probably put the ball over the bar.
Wiping the hands and the ball and the hurley at the moment, and the linesman is on the far side just indicating to the spot at the moment. Your commentary compliments of Matt Waters of Clare Fruit and Veg and Garrity Spar on the Turnpike in Innes. On the far side, it's Keane Galvin, the Kirkcastle man, about to place this ball into a goal that hasn't seen a score in this second half. Will this be it? Keane Galvin high, ball dropping very high in the air. The linesman or the umpire goes up, raises the white flag, and that's Clare's first score of the second half, with exactly 56 minutes gone, 4 minutes left in the game, 26 minutes gone in the second half, and that's from the stick of Keane Galvin is Clare's first score. Again, the breeze you see picking up, but it was announced. It was a very upped performance from the Tipperary men. Paddy Donnan has been outstanding in the cornerback position and captain of the side here for the Clare men. About to take this free fast. He's looking at his options up here to the right hand side, up around the middle of the field. And then you see Owen Connolly all on his own. So he'll be keeping the ball right away from him, in around the house. Conor Burke is under this man. He goes up for it. He tries to win the ball. The ball goes back inside at the moment. Tipping underneath. But it comes out to the middle of the field to Mark Rogers. And he in turn spins the ball straight over the bar. It's 17 points at the moment to 12. There's five between them.
Yeah, you know, I suppose look at Clare, we'll need to get a goal and hope for maybe a grandstand finish. You know, as I said, Rodgers is ploughing a lone four up there on the second half. You know, we spoke about his potential, but, you know, he can't get it. He can't score it if he can't get the ball into his hand.
It's a long ball right off into the centre again. Andrew Ormond going right through. Again, holding on to the ball. Goes to the ground. He's been pulled back to the referee.
Inside or outside?
It's inside the square. Yeah. It's going to be a penalty for Tipperary at the Killinan end here in the closing stages of this encounter. There's 2.5 minutes left. And will this be their ticket to the semi-final clash with Waterford? That's on next Monday night. And if Tipperary win, it's on in Dungarvan. And if Clare pulls something magic out of it, it'll be on in Six Mile Bridge next Monday night. Will it be Dungarvan? Let's see what happens. Who's lining up to take this one in just a moment?
There's an injury, I think, with a Tip player. I think he was down taking it. Look, it was a free the defenders had to give away, but, you know, I suppose it was at the other end of the grounds. We were hoping for the goal now, but I mean, this should seal it. I'd say, you know, maybe Bohr, Devon Ryan. Will they tap it over? Will they go for a goal? I'd say he'd go for a goal.
He'd have to, sure. There's no question about that. You don't get many opportunities maybe at this level to try that. And looking down, it's Andrew Ormond, I think, is the player that's down injured. And they're calling for support from the sideline at the moment.
You know, you'd hope that he wouldn't be too badly injured at this stage of the game. You know, I mean, he has been a live wire up there. You know, he's done a lot of unselfish running, got on the scoreboard as well. Like, but just hope now, look at that it isn't the serious injury. There was nothing malicious in it. I think they just, you know, they pulled him down a professional foul in another sport, I suppose.
As we're coming to the end of it, Tommy, do you know what I mean? There's a penalty coming off for Tipperary. Just analyse what really happened. We all know what happened in the first half. Outstanding. But from a Clare point of view, in that second half, was it a drop in Clare's performance or was it a major lift in Tipperary's performance?
I think it was a major lift. And, you know, you could see it in the first 5 minutes. We spoke about the intensity and the, you know, the work rate and the tackling. And, you know, Clare failed to match that. And, you know, when you don't match it and a team gets a run on you, gets a bit of momentum and, you know, controls the game, it's very hard to rest it back. Tip, you know, as I said, I won't suggest that they were maybe a bit complacent, but I'd say that there was stern words in the dressing room at halftime or under the stand, wherever they're talking out now. But they came out a completely different team, and, you know, just Clare just couldn't live with them and, struggled. I think it was the 17th minute into the second, or the 27th minute in the second half, where Clare got a score from a free and then followed up for Mark Rogers. And, you know, you don't win matches doing that. I think it's
Devon Ryan is about to take this penalty. Keane Broderick inside in the goal mode, and Devon Ryan has this opportunity at the Killinan end with only seconds left in the clock. He are about to strike this one and into the corner of the net, and Watham rolled it in along the ground. No chance for Keane Broderick on that occasion, and that's signed, sealed and delivered. Victory for Tipperary. Surely substitutions coming on to the Tip side. Coming on is Max Hackett, that's coming on to the side, and the man that's coming off, it looks like, it's going to be Andrew Ormond, of course, coming off injured.
Yeah, he's walking off, which is a good sign. You know, he's walking off, so just a little knock.
Tipperary 1-17, Clare 12 points here, and the closing stages, we're into additional time. We will see it very, very shortly, but it's on the board at the moment. But again, it's Tipperary on the attack, all the way down. The ball goes to the far side of the field, and it's Sean Ryan scooping the ball across, back into the middle of the field, running back into the centre, challenging back there. Ball breaks out to the far side, but again, it's going to be 4 minutes of additional time here in this second half, and at the moment, we've almost one of those gone into the free. It's going to be Paddy Donnan to take this free, and it's a long ball into the zone. It goes in a packed defence. Let's see who gets under this one. The ball breaks over to the far side of the field, but it's going to be Ray McCormick for Tipperary, mopping up with that ball down along the line on this occasion. The ball rolling right through to the centre. Dara Healy snaps the ball up, gets it up to out to the middle of the field. Out it goes to Dara Lohan. Dara Lohan getting the ball into the centre, still trying to get that ball away, as Dylan McMahon in the middle of the field, still trying to hold on to it. But again, that gathering of players, and once again the Tipmen coming out with this one to the far side. Now it comes back, but now the ball changes to this side. It comes out this side. Is it going to be Keane Galvin trying to control it? He does, but it falls straight into the hands of Keith Ryan for Tipperary. He's about to clear the lines out to Conor Bow from deep inside his own half, delivering right down into the centre, trying to get that ball back into his hand at the moment, turning out to this side, whipping it across over to the far side of the field. The ball going back into the line. James Devaney coming through. He's the man that was on the ground ground at the moment, back into his feet, now coming back trying to get that ball up again, very close to the corner flag, under a clock that says 2 minutes left in this game in Simple Stadium in Tullamore, and that's including additional time. But the ball breaks out to this side of the field, and from way out the field of any landing this one in, and the ball going straight over the bar. One goal and 18 points for Tipperary, 12 points for Clare, with exactly 90 seconds left in Simple Stadium in Tullamore.
Yeah, and again, you know, typical there. Clare had possession of the ball, you know, fumbled it, and, you know, was turned over, and a strike across the square, and Devaney, I think, was it, put it over. Just typifies, I think, the second half, you know, from Clare.
Colm O'Mara losing the ball, went back, won the ball, now being challenged, released it out to this side of the field, out to Conor Hegarty, again lining out in the full forward line, well accustomed to the midfield as well, out to the middle of the field. Conor Whelan is going to leave that ball behind, and now it's been tidied up. Tipman once again from deep inside their own half of the field. Ray McCormick driving up the middle of the field, holding on to that ball, being chased and chased all the way to the far side of the field, but again being challenged. Good running there to the far side, by out to the middle of the field by Kevin Keane, but again Clare winning the free outside their own 45 metre line. The clock is heading for the 63rd minute. There's going to be more changes on the side right down here in front of us. Coming onto the tip side is going to be Dara Flannery, coming off is going to be Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, another man with a county championship medal from Kildangan. So, you know, there's a great year for Kildangan. I suppose a great way for these lads to top off the end of the year is, you know, play and represent your county. And at this stage, it looks like Tipper moving on to the next round.
Now moving on to the next round against Waterford next Monday night. At the moment, we'll go back to the far side. Kevin McCarthy just coming off the Tipperary side on this side of the field. And we can hear announcements in the back, not quite sure what that's about. And it's going to be a free for Clare inside their own 65-metre line at the moment. And about to strike this one from way out was Dylan McMahon, right into the edge of the square. Ball dropping in inside, ball breaking out to the far side of the field, trying to get that ball away. But Tipperary attacking once again in number, still trying to move that ball out, but again being challenged out here. Coming onto that ball was Aidan Moriarty, but again the Tipmen are back in numbers, driving the ball back out to the middle of the field, and again driving it all the way down to Kevin Maher, slipping the ball back into the centre. Heading for the far side is Devon Ryan, and Devon Ryan from way out the field sends the ball straight over the bar once again. That sweeping attack coming from the half back line from Tipperary and opening up the Clare defence right throughout this second half. 119 to 12 points is Tipperary at the moment, enjoying a 10 point lead as we're seconds away, and very few seconds away. I think the referee is calling for the ball at the moment. Keane Brody has gone over the 64 minute mark at 64 and a half minutes, and the referee blows the final whistle here in Simple Stadium in Turles, and Tipperary victorious 119 to 12 points. Tommy,
yeah, a real anti-climax from Clare's point of view, because, you know, I suppose at half time you know, there was lots of positives, but you know, we spoke about a different Tip team came out in the second half, you know, really more intensity, more aggression. They were probably the stronger physically team, you know. We spoke about it, and, you know, people are probably sick of listening to us. The middle third, they completely, you know, obliterated Clare there, and they just attacked Clare in waves. And up front, you know, they had willing runners in Armand and Bow, and, you know, Ryan, Sean Ryan, the substitute, made a big contribution when he came on and won a good lot of ball. But, you know, totally dominant in the middle third. And suppose you ask yourself why.
You know, for the people at home, you know, you might get the impression there was a storm blowing into the Killeen in here. There wasn't, even though he was going right across the field. And but Tipperary just upped their performance. I know there's activity down on the sideline with the flags and all that, you know what I mean, but it was a little more than a breeze that they changed that second half.
Yeah, no, when you're looking at the play, you know, in the first half, Clare, you know, really worked hard, you know, won 50-50 balls. In the second half, Tip upped it, you know, really went at Clare. You know, balls that Tipperary were falling out of their hand, they're losing in the first half. You know, Tipperary, you know, mopped it up in the second half. And I thought, you know, that their distribution, you know, very few wides in the second half. You know, and again, I suppose the goal chance was a penalty. But, you know, just Clare never threatened. There was no support or no supply in the first place to Mark Rogers. You know, and again, that you need your half back line, midfield and half forward line to dominate. You know, William Halpin was an outlet in the first half, you know, wasn't really in the game in the second half. Keen Galvin's influenced, you know, was obliterated by Tipperary by just keeping the ball around him. And once that supply was cut off for Clare struggled in, you know, around the middle third. And just try as they might, you know, they worked hard, but, you know, as it was unfolding in right in front of us here. It broke down numerous times and Tip counter-attacked and punished Clare every time.
Absolutely. Well, our hurling hopes of 2020 will certainly lie with our senior hurlers. That's next Sunday here against Limerick. All going according to plan. We didn't hear the latest, and we'll see. That's what's online here. Don't forget to join us again on Saturday for that absolutely crucial game with Clare taking on Armagh in the Alliance Football League. But for now in Simple Stadium in Tullows, a special word of thanks to Matt Waters of Clare Fruit and Veg and Garrity Spa in Innes and the Turnpike in Innes, of course, for their very kind sponsorship this afternoon. To the mighty Pat Flynn back at base for keeping us on the straight and narrow, and to Tommy on analysis, which is cramped here in the commentary box in Tullows here. Disappointment for Clare, a blistering first half was evaporated in the second half with an outstanding performance from the Tipmen. It ended with victory for Tipperary on a scoreline of Tipperary 1-19, Clare 12 points. From everybody in Simple Stadium, it's bye-bye for now.
Thanks.